Which writers inspire me? Actually, inspire? Virginia Woolf, inevitably, given that I spent 8 years of my 20s studying her every word for my PhD thesis and book. Her shifts of focus, her emphasis on the visual, the ingenious way she weaves her stories in and out of her characters' reflections. And her minor characters inspire me, with their ingenious implications. Florinda in Jacob's room, bringing out her costume for the fancy dress dance, her headdress, her red tasseled shoes. "I shall be in Paris," says Jacob. And what is the point of fancy dress dances? Rizzia in Mrs. Dalloway, buying roses for her shell-shocked husband, but by the time she gets them home, they are already almost dead. Minta Raley into the lighthouse, eating a sandwich on the staircase at 3 in the morning, standing halfway up by a window in the cadaverous early morning light, and the carpet had a hole in it. Infinite reverberations. I say inevitably, although for a while after finishing my book I was desperate to get Virginia Woolf's voice out of my head. There didn't seem to be a thought, an idea, an intuition, the merest inkling that Virginia Woolf had not already expressed. It took me some years to disentangle from her. A lot is talked and written about how to write books, not so much about how to stop writing them. The writers who first deeply influenced me were the modernists, Woolf, Pound, Eliot, H.D., all working the edges of meaning, reimagining form and image, experimenting with taking things further than their predecessors. Another writer who hugely inspired me was Roger Shattuck. His book, The Banquet Years, introduced me to the avant-garde artists of the Belle Époque, Apollinaire and Jarry, alongside the Douanier Rousseau, and Satie, whose piano compositions I was already playing. Recently, I heard Paul Roberts, the Debussy expert, on the radio, saying, "Debussy's work is meticulously crafted, but the craft is concealed, so it sounds improvised." That's the notion I find most deeply inspiring in writing, music, painting, and dance, where fiendish technicalities are beautifully concealed. Postmodernism disconcerts me with its random connections. Anything goes. Does it? I prefer to feel immersed in deep structures, intricately finessed, as in the works of Woolf and Eliot and James and Scott Fitzgerald, whose nuances are faceted like sparkling diamonds. Writing my first book, I wanted to make something so colourful and tactile that reading it would be like looking at a painting or watching a film or a dance. I heard a kind of ambient music, like a line of accompaniment underpinning my own narrative as I wrote it, drifting in perhaps from all those influences. I'd like to write like that again. But perhaps the way the modernists infused colour, light, sound, syncopation into a single work inspires my non-fiction too, if only here and there. And perhaps having studied the modernists' formal innovations actually helps me create the much firmer but still pliable structures I need for my biographies.